Trauma disconnects people from their bodies. We've already been working with that. In love, we're swept off our feet. In trauma, our legs are pulled out from under us. Grounding and centering, as you shall see, reconnects you directly with the resources naturally available in your own body. It's important to reestablish your relationship to both the ground and to your body's center of gravity, the place where action and feeling originate. These are two other functions that are compromised in trauma. In trauma, people lose their ground. So an important part in healing trauma is learning to reestablish ground. And when you ground and center yourself before each of these exercises, it will help you to create a feeling of safety, a sense that you cannot so easily be knocked off balance, knocked off center by your emotions, sensations, or thoughts, or things that other people say or do to you. Stand and feel your feet on the ground. Notice the springiness or stiffness that's in your legs. Notice if your knee is locked or if there's some flexibility in the knee. Feel the way your feet contact the ground, almost like suction cups or the way a lizard climbs the wall. Firmly planted, sway slowly from side to side from the ankles. So just shifting your weight so that you just move a little bit, you just sway a little bit from side to side. And when you get your feeling of that and how that little movement of swaying actually helps you to feel more grounding in your feet, then try gently to sway forward a little bit forward and a little bit backwards. And both of these will help you to locate your center of gravity. And generally that's in the upper pelvic area or the lower area of your abdomen. As a matter of fact, as you do this, place your hands on your lower belly and sense your center of gravity. It may be helpful to continue swaying gently while you do this. And if you think that you may have it and then it goes away, then again, just sway a little bit side to side, front to back, and see again where you can find your center of gravity, your physical center of gravity. I want to say something just a little bit about how animals can help us to ground. Animals are instinctively grounded. I mean, just watch a dog and cat. I mean, they're grounders. They're natural grounders. So are horses and other animals. You can use them to show you this connection to the earth. As you just see them and they walk around and they lay down and they get up. And then you can place your hand on the animal in a way that's comfortable to both of you. Or if it's an animal that you really know, like a dog, you may want to lay your head on its chest, if that feels right. And you can see the figure in the booklet where one woman is doing exactly that. Notice the calmness in the animal. Listen to its heartbeat and feel its breathing. Feel yourself settling into their rhythm and their groundedness.